International Bible Lessons Commentary, Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 31, and verses 44 through 53. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, April 27, 2014, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lessons Series, for Sunday, April 27, 2014, is from Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 31, and verses 44 through 53. Please note, some churches will only study Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 27, and verses 44 through 47. This commentary is the second part of a two-part Bible lesson that includes Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 8, or Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 8. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary below. Study Hints for Thinking Further, a study guide for teachers, discusses the five questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website. The weekly International Bible Lesson is usually posted each Saturday before the lesson is scheduled to be taught. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 31. Luke 24, 25. Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared." With all the evidence before them and the testimony of reliable witnesses, Jesus said they were foolish not to believe. They had received enough evidence from enough eyewitnesses in order to believe and give good reasons why they believed that Jesus was risen from the dead. They were slow of heart, or slow to allow the evidence to convince them of the truth. They were slow to believe what the Old Testament scriptures taught about Jesus and his first coming and his sacrificial death and his resurrection. They had the Bible and eyewitnesses, but they were slow to accept them. On the day of Pentecost, filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter presented Old Testament evidence for Jesus' resurrection and the testimony of eyewitnesses to his resurrection. Luke 24:26. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Jesus indicated that there was no other option for the Messiah other than to suffer and die on a cross in fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Yes, some would accept his teachings, repent of their sins, trust in him as the Messiah, but enough would oppose him that he would be crucified according to the Bible's prophecies. See especially Isaiah 53. Then he would be raised from the dead and descend into heaven. Luke 24:27. Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. Jesus could teach a great deal from the scriptures during a 7-mile walk to Emmaus. He would have their undivided attention, and people sometimes walk slower and slower when discussing important ideas. Jesus could begin with Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and also talk about how Jacob's prophecy regarding the lion of the tribe of Judah in Genesis chapter 49, verses 8 through 12, applied to him. He taught about what Moses prophesied. He could have also taught about the prophecies of David, Isaiah, Daniel, and others. Then, these disciples would teach these truths to other disciples, probably teaching some of these truths before Jesus appeared to them again in the upper room. Certainly, they would tell many times what Jesus taught them from the scriptures on the road, and the Holy Spirit would help them remember what Jesus taught as they taught. The Holy Spirit would also protect them from making any mistakes when they taught what Jesus had taught. Luke 24:28. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. Jesus would have walked on, but they chose to invite him into their lives and into the place they planned to stay in the village. They probably wanted to learn more about Jesus from the scriptures as he confirmed and strengthened their faith. Jesus did not demand that they listen to more of what he taught. He taught with such authority and wisdom that they heard him gladly. Luke 24:29. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. They gave Jesus good reasons for him to stay with them. After a 7-mile walk, a meal, a place to refresh, a place to rest, and a place to sleep were parts of their appeal for Jesus to stay with them. These two disciples had learned from Jesus' teaching to be servants of others in need, and they followed the example of Jesus that he had left to his disciples. Especially at the Last Supper, Passover, when he taught them about his coming as a servant, and that they should be servants of others too. Luke 24:30. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. When we read this verse, we naturally think of Jesus' Last Supper. These two may or may not have been at Jesus' Last Supper, which we think of as exclusively for the 12 disciples because of many paintings of the Last Supper. As their teacher on the road, Jesus would have naturally offered a prayer and broken and distributed the bread at their meal. They would have seen Jesus do this on other occasions when he fed his disciples or fed the crowds. They would have recognized his hands as his hands, just as we recognize the hands of a loved one when we have seen them used often. Luke does not tell us if they saw the marks of crucifixion on his hands or not, but perhaps they did. Luke 24:31. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. Jesus opened their eyes, and the eyes of their understanding in Jesus' manner of breaking the bread and praying. The very moment they recognized Jesus, they would have tried to detain him and talk more to him, But his time of visitation was over, and he had taught them all they needed to know at that time. So he vanished from their sight. As God, he could stay with them invisibly and be with others at the same time. As God, he could give them the strength to walk 7 miles back to Jerusalem that very night, which they did. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Luke 24, 44. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Just as Jesus had told the two on the road to Emmaus, he told these disciples that he had come to fulfill the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, or all the Scriptures. For further proof that he had risen from the dead, Jesus referred them to what he had told them previous during his public ministry. He was the same person who had done what he had said. Nothing had happened to him that he had not expected and had foretold. In addition, all that had happened to him, the Hebrew Scriptures had foretold. Everything had happened according to God's perfect plan. Luke 24:45. Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. Jesus' physical appearance, his previous teaching, the Bible's predictions, all confirmed that Jesus was the Messiah that God had promised to send, and he had risen from the dead. Jesus personally opened their minds so they could rightly interpret the Bible. Later, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to the disciples and all who believe in him, so all believers can understand the Bible. The Holy Spirit still helps believers understand the Bible today. Luke 24:46. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer, and to rise from the dead on the third day." Jesus helped them see this truth, so they would have both his appearances and the Scriptures as two types of witnesses to his resurrection and the perfect timing of his resurrection, which would not have been foretold and accomplished without the action and perfect timing of God. Over time, the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent to them helped them understand more and more about the intention and meaning of his death. Luke 24:47. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Jesus taught that repentance, turning from the practice of all known sins as condemned in the Bible, and turning from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness, and God's forgiveness of sins, was to be proclaimed in his name. Forgiveness of sins included our forgiving others as God has forgiven us. The preaching in Jesus' name to all people is necessary, and his grace and power are necessary for repentance and forgiveness of sins. Luke 24:48. You are witnesses of these things. these human witnesses. To these events surrounding the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus and the Scriptures are two witnesses that confirm the actual facts of these events. Today, the Scriptures and the life-changing new birth that believers experience through faith in Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit are two witnesses to unbelievers of the truth of the Christian faith. Luke 24:49. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. God the Father promised to them that they would receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Messiah, is the Son of God, who sends the Holy Spirit into believers. The Holy Spirit is the power from on high, who helps believers witness for Jesus Christ. He opens the minds of believers so they can witness persuasively, and he opens the minds of unbelievers so they can think clearly, respond to the truth, and believe in Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives believers guidance in timing, courage, and power to share the truth of Jesus with others. Luke 24:50. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and, lifting up his hands, he blessed them. Jesus walked with them, as he walked with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. This short walk enabled the disciples to believe more strongly that Jesus had a resurrected and divinely empowered body that had been crucified and buried. He removed all doubts during his walk, and he was available to them to answer any further questions they might have thought to ask on the way. Their conversations gave them further proof that Jesus indeed was alive. Luke 24:51. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. Jesus was not only blessing them by giving them parting words of benediction. Rather, he was blessing them by his very presence in their midst, and by the words he had spoken during all this time. His appearance was not brief. He needed to explain to them what he was returning to heaven to do, and that they should not expect him to appear any more to them in ways that they had recently experienced. The next step for them was to wait until they received the promised Holy Spirit, which they did on the day of Pentecost. See Acts 1:2. Then they would be his witnesses to all people, beginning in Jerusalem. Luke 24:52. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They worshipped Jesus because they knew conclusively that Jesus was the divine Son of God, who was worthy of their worship. By worshipping Jesus, they were not breaking the commands of God in the Scriptures to worship God alone. The resurrection and the teaching of Jesus and worshiping Jesus brought them great joy and led to their obeying Jesus by returning to Jerusalem. Luke 24:53. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The first disciples of Jesus the Messiah were Jews who practiced their faith. They spent almost all of their time in the temple of God that Jesus had cleansed and had called His Father's house of prayer. They worshiped God, blessed God, and made God happy by all they said and did. Perhaps they also expected to receive the promised Holy Spirit in the temple. Of course, they received the Holy Spirit unexpectedly when they were in the upper room. Questions for discussion and thinking further. Since this is the second of a two-part lesson series, only 3 of the 5 study questions will be asked below. 1. What reason did Jesus give to the 2 he talked to for their not believing in his resurrection? Do you think this reason might apply to some people today? In addition to the eyewitness accounts they had heard about Jesus having risen from the dead, what other important evidence did Jesus give these 2 people in his efforts to convince them that he was alive? 3. What did Jesus do to help his disciples understand the Scriptures? What do we need to better understand the Scriptures today? 4. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2014 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.